I want to talk to you tonight. I'm still talking about overcoming in the emotional arena. There's two areas that we've got to overcome in. One is that area of thought life, and Stephen so beautifully did that this morning. The other area is that we have got to become to where that we are not vegetables on emotion, that we're not so controlled by our emotions. Now, as long as your emotions control you, you're going to find little strength and little happiness in life. You've got to allow God to bring a controlling factor into your life that controls your emotions. And what happens in life, we turn around and get that exactly backwards. We begin to trust our emotions, and our emotions begin to guide us. And if you do that, you're not going to be long before you're in real trouble. Because as a believer, you're guided by the Spirit. And so much of the time, that's far stretched from your emotions. What happens, what makes up our emotional stability, our EQ is really more important than our IQ. And it is amazing how we send kids to 12 years of schooling, 13 years of schooling, and then on into college thinking that IQ will make them a success. And it's been proven over and over again, successful people have strong EQs. They're emotional. They're able to control their emotions. Because it doesn't matter how much your IQ is, if your emotions are still controlling you, you're not going to make it very far in life or very far spiritually in your walk. Your emotions cannot be the controlling factor. Now, and they're so deceiving. So many times people will come to me and say, I just feel like something's wrong with you. Well, now, if that's a spiritual person and they're speaking of a deeper sense in their heart, now where the Holy Spirit is guiding them. But 90% of the time, it's just because a person is emotionally insecure and they're led by those feelings that are not based on God's Word, that have no basis of validity in them at all. Many times that ends up wrecking your life, wrecking your marriage, destroying your vocation. And it is possible to gain control of your emotions. It is possible for you no longer to be a puppet of your angers, of your frustrations, of your fears, of your worries, of your anxieties, of your discouragements. Most of the times, it just takes a settling in. Like, the Bible tells us where wars and fightings come. A lot of times, in husband and wife relationships, they say, where are fightings come from? Well, the Bible tells you they come from lust that's in you. They come from two selfish people trying to gain control. Anytime there's usually fighting and fussing going on, that's the problem. That's because so much of the time there's been a chain of thoughts that have developed into attitudes and opinions in our life. And we're an opinionated people. I want you to know that's one of the hardest things that you can be. You don't need to be opinionated. You need to be God-nated. You need to allow God Himself to direct your opinions. Somebody said, well, I just don't think I should let people do me like that. Well, where did you gain that knowledge? Where did that knowledge come from? Do you think it would be unlike God to let you marry somebody other than somebody perfect? And we fuss and fight because they're not perfect. See, it's your opinion. Well, in my opinion, I think you're doing me wrong. Well, where did you gain that? Where did that opinion develop? That opinion developed of a house of thoughts that you've developed and allowed yourself to think over a period of time till now it's become your opinion and your attitude of life. And that right there stars you and robs you from faith being able to be in your life. Do you know how much that we don't believe the truth? Your emotions are a direct result of what you do believe. If your emotions are on a continual upheaval, up and down, around. Somebody says, well, we just need to get rid of all our anger. Well, not necessarily. Where'd you get that opinion at? It's misdirected anger. God's allowed you to have the spirit of anger to fight the right one. The problem is our opinions causes us to fight the wrong one. Do you understand what I'm saying? You have a devil that you need to be angry at. You have an evil that you need to be angry at. But you don't need to be angry toward people. The greatest way to bring healing in your emotions is to self-talk yourself in the nature of God. Take the principles of God's Word. Take the truth of God. Take Scripture. And talk to yourself about your nature, God's nature, all the time. If you begin to talk to yourself about God's nature, you will find a settledness. Don't talk to yourself about your problems. Pray about your problems. But when you talk to yourself about the nature of God. Talk to yourself about the goodness of God, of how much you can trust God. Do not allow yourself to own any thought that does not embrace the goodness of God. Don't own it. The minute you own a thought other than that embraces the goodness of God, you've invited the enemy. You've given an enemy a doorway in your life. The Bible says, do not give place to the devil. And it is possible. It is possible to change your emotions. It is possible for the very things that make you afraid to one day give place in your life to a great strength. It is possible to take the jealousies that you have toward other people and to turn those things around and to begin to trust God in the midst of that and allow those jealousies to die and the envy to die. Well, jealousy, somebody says we don't never need to be jealous. Now, where'd you get that opinion? The problem is we just need to be jealous toward the right things. And the truth of God's Word will direct all of that. But the problem is we know about this much of God and we got this much of life. So what we have to do, we have to allow transformation. We have to allow God to transform us one level at a time. And to allow that expression or that transformation to continue. Now, the difference in transformation and transfigured. Jesus was transfigured. A transfiguration can take place in a moment. But transformation takes years. Most of us that are here in this building, we will spend the rest of our life transforming. And God will help us to move from issue to issue as we begin to pull down those, as Stephen said this morning, those imaginations are those opinions that we have. Those opinions that we've developed that are so far from God that cause such a rise in our emotions. And it really is all from perspective. You can take two people looking at the same situation And it create the emotion of joy in one and create the emotion of fear in the other. And the dividing line is this. I trust God. The dividing line is this. I trust God. There are things that are in your opinion that are destructive. And because you have a lower opinion of God than what He is, then you see things as destructive. And saying God's the master of every destruction. Allowing our view of God to be raised, allowing us to see God and come to a place to trust God. I'll tell him, Matthias, that's the way you're able to walk through any situation with joy. Because you trust God. Trusting God gives the immediate release of joy into your spirit, into your soul. The difference between fearfulness and joyfulness is trusting God. In my opinion, you're doing me wrong. I can't trust God there. In my opinion, this sickness is too bad. I don't think. It's when we allow God to rework our thought life to the process of changing our opinions, where we gain a new perspective on things. To where we're able to look at a situation, trusting God, and able to see that circumstance, whatever it is, whatever issue. One person walks into a doctor, and the doctor said, I give you a death warrant. One person looks at that and says, well, God, well, doctor, you're not God. I'm trusting God. I trust the Lord. And walks out with a very peace in his heart. And he has laid a bed now for God to bring a miracle in his life. The other person that devalues God or doesn't see God to where he is walks into the same doctor. And the doctor says, I have a death warrant for you. And that person immediately moves into great fear. And the dividing line is always the simple trust of God. There needs to be a camaraderie of inner talk that's going on inside yourself all the time. There's always things going on in you. Even you that are sitting there smiling at me, I know there's thoughts going on there. And I don't need to know some of them. I understand that. There's always this inner voice that's going on inside of us. And transformation becomes when I allow that inner voice that is inside of me, that is speaking to me continuously. I allow that inner voice to be transformed by the voice of God into my life. And as I do that, it brings a real peace into my emotions. The Bible says this way. If you mind the things of the flesh, it's going to be death. It's going to be terror. It's going to be fear. But if you mind the things of the Spirit, there's going to be life and peace. So it's whether I determine to look at this situation God's way. And I'll be honest with you, most of us don't know God's way because we have our own opinions and our own opinions are so much in the way. I mean, somebody, I've had people stand up and tell me truth and I could not hear it. I could quote that they said, but they still didn't bring me freedom. The emotion was still inside me because of the lack of trust of God. I must allow introspection to be done in the Lord. That's what communion is all about. Communion is supposed to be where I bring my life before God into the view of the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I begin to look at me in view of the cross and the resurrection. And if I will begin to do that, then God will begin to break through my opinions. Well, one thing for sure. You know that emotion that you have of anger toward that person? You know that's not right. You know that envy that you have? You know that's not right. That jealousy that you're experiencing, you know that's not right. So we just come to a place to where we do an introspection of ourselves in view of what the cross has done in our life. Man, it changes everything, doesn't it? It changes, it can bring me to a place where I can trust God. To a place where whatever's happening, whatever's going on, I can say, I trust the Lord. And if I trust God, there's going to be an immediate release of peace and joy. And if there's not a joy, then that tells me I'm minding something other than the Spirit. I'm minding something that's speaking out of me from the flesh. If I'm experiencing emotions that I know they're not good. If I can come to a place, no, this fear that I'm fighting, I know this thing is destructive. I know this anxiety that I'm having, I know it's destructive. And when I come to a place where I can just circle that, I can just realize that thing that I'm feeling is based on where I am listening, minding, Romans chapter 8, minding the things of the flesh instead of listening to the Holy Spirit, putting my trust in God's Word. And it's not just a decision. It's a transformation. It comes into our life at the point of salvation. At the point of salvation, we begin to transform in certain areas. See, but God's not satisfied until my relationships are transformed. To where I come to be a person that can walk with other people. To where I come to be a person that can bring encouragement into other people's lives. Where I can come to be a person where I don't drain other people. I'm going to tell you what, there's just some people you can't be friends with because they're so emotionally controlled. You can't trust their emotions. Because today they'll love you, but tomorrow they'll what? Oh, but we know Hollywood's answer, right? Find the right person in your life and be happy for them. How many of us found that not to be true? It takes transformation. It's God coming in and transforming me, transforming the way I view friendships, transforming the way I view people, transforming the way that I view money, transforming. See, if you're still fighting fear over being a tither, what this just simply says, that doesn't say you're evil. What that means is that you're still listening to the enemy in those areas. That's what's bringing that fear. Because, see, when you begin to listen at God, I can trust God. I can trust the Lord. When you bring what you have and you give it to the Lord and lay it in the hands of God and say, I can trust the Lord. But anyway, the process of transformation is the ongoing transforming. God's transforming every part of our life. See, I know we come in and we think, man, we get in Christ and we got it. In Christ tells me how God sees me. Then I've got to listen to God tell me how I got to see other people. You understand? And Christ teaches me, makes me feel better about me. But now God's got to tell me how to see life. And God's got to tell me how to do life. How to treat people. How to walk in a place where I'm not fearful, not discouraged, not downcast. Where problems don't get me down as I used to, see. God's got to help me do that. And God does it through a transformation process. It's little bit by little bit, God's changing us. Oh, I know you think you've already arrived. You've been telling your wife that for years, right? But you haven't. Not a one of us have. We're still broken, but we're more healed today than we were. And we're going to allow the Holy Spirit. Somebody say the Holy Spirit. We're going to allow the Holy Spirit. So the thing that I can do I can, number one, it's what Stephen told you this morning. I can take God's word and I can begin to replace the lies in my life with God's truth. But that won't immediately change my emotions, because my emotions come based on the chain of thoughts or opinions that I have. Then I begin to take God's thoughts. It takes many thoughts to make an opinion. It takes many thoughts to be an attitude. So you take God's thoughts and you begin to link them with other God's thoughts, embracing parts of your life as the Holy Spirit burdens you in those areas. The Holy Spirit knows how to lead you right into the areas to bring freedom and transformation in all of our lives. And you allow the Holy Spirit to take that truth, to link it with other truths, other scriptures, and to where that you don't just have a basic scripture that you're standing on, but you have a nature. You have a nature of God. You have a attitude of God. You have an opinion, God's opinion on life, based on all scriptures. Then your emotions begin to change, and we get to live life. Now, if you're all healed tonight, can I touch you just for a moment after service? I never touched one of those. But there is a release tonight for us. As you walk through this, number one, get God's word inside you. Number two, trust the Holy Spirit. Number three, get filled with the Holy Spirit. Now, the Holy Spirit comes in your life at the point of salvation. The work of God begins at that point, but it begins at that point. But the work that God began at that point, He wants to fill you with the power to bring about a completion in your life. But listen, what I've known people filled with the Holy Spirit. They're as mean as a junkyard dog. You know why? Because they didn't allow the Holy Spirit to change their opinion. See, they thought, if somebody touches me, you do me bad. Where did Jesus say that? Jesus said what? If they take your what? Give them your what? If they hit you on one side, what are you to do? Jesus! He said, do you want to feel better about life? And so God gives us a wonderful opportunity. And so all of life is in this wonderful transformation process. In the next few weeks, we're going to be studying on taking those precious power of the Holy Spirit into our life, and how to take each one of those nine precious things that God gives us and how to transform those particular areas of our life. And as we allow our opinions to be changed, especially in places where we're is facing emotional traumas often, if we will allow the Holy Spirit to change our opinions and to change our attitudes, I mean, most of us would have a much happier life if God could just help us change our attitude about our mate. Most of us have a much happier life if we could just get God to help us change our attitude about the person that we work beside daily. Most of us could have a real different kind of life if we could just learn that God, if I'm going to have friends, I've got to first do what? I've got to allow the Holy Spirit to develop the type of person in me that becomes a friend to others. And if I will allow the Lord to work through the processes and change my opinions, change my attitudes, change the way I view life, view people, view things, view money, view circumstances, view battles, then I will begin to circle those feelings that are so renegade that are against me. And I'll begin to say, Lord, why am I feeling this anger? Lord, what lie am I believing that's causing me to experience this toward them? Lord, why am I feeling this belittling? Why do I feel so belittled? What lie, God, am I believing that's causing me to feel that, Lord? Lord, well, why can't I take a low road? Why can't I walk into a room and condescend to a person of low estate or find the one there that needs help the most? Why do I always go into the room and look for that and that's going to make me shine the most? You want me to tell you how sick we are? Let's say right here, I took a portrait of you. Click, click, click. And I said, my, isn't this a good portrait? Who's the first person you're going to see on that portrait? Who's the first person you're going to look at? And you're going to determine that whole picture, good or bad, by how you look. Aren't you? Aren't you? You determine that whole thing by you. You know why? Because your attitude is about you. But the Lord has healing power for us, doesn't He? The Holy Spirit has healing power. Now, all through the journal, God, all through your journey of transformation, God will give you experiences to help you. It'll still be a process, same process, taking God's truth, replacing your lie, pulling down those lies, changing your attitudes, changing your opinions, allowing the negative feelings that you have to be overcome by the sense of trusting God in every situation. It all takes that. But all through the journey, God will give you opportunities for empowerment, for strength, for help. Because God can at any moment bring you into an encounter that can take your transformation process into a fast track. That's what encounters with God does. That's why it's so important every worship service you find God. Because you, as you have encounters with God, they will bring you into a fast track of what God is doing in your life. God strengthens you with the inner strength, the inner power to overcome parts of your flesh that's not trusting God. God brings those encounters. In fact, there's one here tonight. There's an anointing here tonight to strengthen some for change. That's the only way I know it. Some people make it either all logical or all emotional. The truth of the matter is they have to balance each other. But there's an anointing here tonight to bring a strength in you. Because I'm going to tell you what, God's probably going to have to visit you many, many times with an encounter of strength to keep you dealing with you. So you won't give up on you. And that's what people do. That's why people start out serving the Lord with such vibrancy, and 6 months down the road, you can't find them anymore. Because what it is, the process, what they thought they was going to get all at once didn't happen, and now they're feeling the same old feelings. They don't realize that God deposited in them, it wants to bring them into a powerful encounter to change them over a period of years, being transformed into the image of Jesus. And because of that, people don't understand that. They think, I didn't get it. Well, I want you to know. Many of you got it. You got something good from God. You got enough to start with, honey. And you may still will be fearful, and you still may be angry, and you still may be so upset, and you may be so depressed, and you may be so discouraged, and you may be so downcast, and you may be so upset with everybody in the world, and you may feel so bad to be in church around people. But I want you to know, God loves you enough that God have confidence in His power, and God started a work in you. And if you won't quit, God will never quit, and God will continue that work of healing in your life until one day you can stand before God whole and healed for the glory of God. And I tell you what, the wonderful thing about it, the wonderful thing about it is what Transformation's process. But there come a day where we have a translation. And the translation, it all is made right in a moment of time. So what you have left over, don't worry about it, honey. Just allow God to work that transforming power in you. Allow God to give you these moments of empowering strength. Allow God to bring you into these special encounters at the same time, teaching you truth, putting the scripture in you, replacing those lies, pulling down those bad emotions, challenging those feelings of fear, challenging those fears of anger, challenging those with the truth of God. And then allowing God to transform you. Praise God.